is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Poll List. My name is Lex, and I'm here with my co-host, Simon. Simon, what's up?
Hey, man. What I do?
It's good to see you, man.
Did that sniff sound like I took a big bump?
No, I didn't even hear it.
Good, because I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done that before. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. So, what's up, man?
This week's episode of the podcast is going to be a little different. It's the summertime. So you already know a ton of movies are coming out, and we're going to take an opportunity to talk about those movies when we can on the show. And this week, specifically, we're going to talk about the Flash film. Now, before we get started, I know some people have no interest in seeing this movie because of everything surrounding Ezra Miller and all the stuff that they impacted the island people of Hawaii and Vermont and just random people that they interacted with on a day-to-day basis. I totally understand. I don't fault anybody for not wanting to see it or support the movie. I get it. I'm just kind of a shill for superhero movies and generally think that all actors are terrible and some of them are just better at hiding it, you know, because... And that doesn't justify it at all. I'm not trying to stick up for Ezra Miller or anything like that. I just think they're all generally terrible people. So, you know.
I agree.
Pick your poison.
I think you're right. Yeah, some of them are outwardly terrible, and some...
We're looking at you, Army Hammer.
Yeah. Some of them secretly chat about drinking blood, so...
Yeah, eating rib cages or whatever Arby's Hammer was talking about.
Arby's Hammer. I wasn't going to not see this movie, and I think we had discussed it before. I know this sounds like an easy out for most people, but if you boycott anything that has anything to do with shitty people, you couldn't do anything in your life. You couldn't drive a car. We all know that oil is shitty. Probably shittier than Ezra Miller in Hawaii, you know what I mean? Or, you know, eat or drink anything that has plastic involved. I'm not saying that it's the same.
Yeah, we're not sticking up for anything.
And maybe you could say that I'm being complicit. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like, as much, you know, I still like Michael Jackson music. You have to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah. And even though it's hard to do it, there are certain comic book creators that I think are generally terrible, but then I end up liking some of these books, or I have in the past, and then find out that they're terrible. And I know from those experiences that it is hard to do sometimes. So essentially what Simon and I are saying is, if this is one of those situations for you, we totally understand it. We're not holding it against you. Maybe you're listening to this episode because you didn't want to go see it, but you also are kind of interested. It's like watching a car crash. Maybe you wanted to hear the details, but you didn't want to watch it yourself.
Right.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. You want to hear the gossip. Anyway. We saw it, so now you get to hear this spoilery review.
Yeah. So with that, as Simon says...
Hey, I never heard that one ever in my life.
We're going to just riddle this thing with spoilers. So if you have seen the movie, welcome. If you don't want to see the movie, welcome. Or if you're just accidentally listening to this in your car and you can't turn it off fast enough without getting in a car accident, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Last time we tried to go over a synopsis of the movie, and if you've been here before, you know the sidebar is our kryptonite. We get hit with a sidebar, and then we're talking about Animorphs for an hour and a half.
Pending episode of Animorphs.
Yeah. I need to find it. We have an episode dedicated to Animorphs within another episode.
Yeah, I went on a 45-minute tirade explaining the ins and outs of Animorphs.
Yeah, I got to find it because it's so good. I'll work on that tomorrow. So, The Flash. I'm going to run through this. I'm going to give you a little bit of info, and then I'm going to go through the plot, and then we're going to talk about... We have a new structure We're trying out new things here. How we're going to review our movies and maybe carry over to our shows on Patreon when we review nerd shows. We're going to do the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, I know you're thinking bad and ugly are technically the same thing. In this instance, the good is going to be the things that we like. The bad is going to be the things that we personally don't like. If you've listened to our reviews before, you know that it could be a weird nitpick that we have. Like, there are things that I know that I don't like that I totally understand why people do like. It's just because I'm weird. That's what the bad's going to be. The ugly is going to be the, there's absolutely no way a real person could like this.
Right.
Or and I mean, agree with this.
You could also think that the bad and the ugly aren't the same because Ezra Miller, not of a bad person, but they are not ugly.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. And when we do the good and the bad and the ugly for the movies and shows, there may not be an ugly. There may be a little bit of bad. You know, that's just how it goes. There's not always going to be an ugly. We're not going to try to force it in to where, you know, you're dumb if you don't agree with us. If you don't agree with us. And it still is subjective. We know we're not the end all be all. We're not Roger and Ebert or whatever those guys. Ebert. We're not those guys. So, again, this is all just how we're structuring it now. Deal with it.
Roger and Ebert was the second iteration. It was Siskel and Ebert before. I don't know if anyone would know any of those.
Read the newspaper back in 1955. That they're not that old. I remember them when I was a kid.
Well, they're dead. Yeah, both of them.
R.I.P. Two thumbs down.
6 feet under.
The Flash. The Flash is a 2023 American superhero film that took 15 years to make, I think. Based on the DC Comics character by the same name. It was produced by WB, DC Studios, Double Dream, and the Disco Factory. Nice. It's the 13th installment into the DCEU.
There have been 13 movies.
Yeah, I think. The film is directed by Andy Muschietti from a screenplay by Christina Hodson and stars Ezra Miller as Barry Allen alongside Sasha Calle, Michael Shannon, Ron Livingston, T. Clemens, a ton of actors that I'm not going to try to butcher their names, but also Michael Keaton. In the film, Barry travels back in time to prevent his mother's death, which brings unintended consequences. Before we go good, bad, and ugly, I want to know just quickly, what'd you think?
Going into it, James Gunn was like, oh, it's one of the best superhero movies made. And then
James Gunn and Tom Cruise and Stephen King and any other person that they could pay to say, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that it was the greatest superhero movie they've ever seen.
And so going in, I was like, I really wonder if this is going to be like that good. I had no idea. I was sold on seeing the movie with the preview when Kara comes in and like stops that bullet from hitting Michael Keaton and launches that dude. I was like, that sequence right there is a painting I want on my wall. Look cool. So that's what really sold me, just that sequence. And so, you know, going into it, I didn't know what to think. And it started out a little janky, maybe a little boring. I think they just, I don't know. Barry is not fleshed out in Justice League at all. And for this to be his solo movie, he's almost not fleshed out here at the beginning. And they try to rush all these things in to explain everything. And this isn't a complaint. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just explaining my experience. But I think all in all, once it got through, you know, it wasn't bad.
I don't want to give away too much of my good, bad, or ugly. I will say that I wasn't mad that I saw it. It did leave me with more questions than answers. There were a lot of cool comic book moments.
Definitely.
But I do think that the bad outweighs the good. And that's just where I'll leave it, and we'll go into our good, bad, and ugly. So, starting out, Simon, Tell me some good, man. What'd you think? What are the good beats that got you?
Well, one thing that I'll say is I think that it had some really good humor moments. I think that Ezra Miller really played up, both versions of Ezra Miller played up, but were pretty funny. Ezra Miller is a little bit too like spastic as Barry Allen for me.
Same.
But I think especially like the younger version of him is pretty funny.
Except for his laugh. I was like, dude, if he laughs one more time, I'm going to walk out of this theater. It was like,
yeah, it's not great, like, but I was, and God. I told Nicole, because he's like, once he gets his powers, he's pretty destructive. And I leaned over and I was like, so he was method acting in Hawaii. That's why he was being such a destructive force.
It was live footage.
Yeah. That was great. But like I said, the humor moments were all funny to me. A lot of them, I'm trying to think of some really good ones, and they don't stick with me moments like that, but some of them were. When he's like,
yeah,
loses his power and he's running around the lobby thinking he's fast. He's doing that wonky run, but he's just moving at regular speed. That shit made me laugh.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He tried to phase through the wall again.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I enjoyed those moments. The rescue of the babies was pretty funny. That shit was too funny to me. Only it because funny. It's like the baby with like they're all in terrible jeopardy. Not only are they falling out of the building, but one has like a bunch of scalpels above his head and one of them's near a microwave. That shit had me. I like when he's the lasso of truth part, you know, that was good.
Oh, that was, see, for me, that was a bit too much. It was funny, but I was also like, for Batman to be there, I think Batman should have dipped out. But it was funny.
This is Batman that exists because this to me is in the Suicide Squad universe side of things, not the Justice League side of things. So if you notice the way it's directed, everything's brighter. Like to me, that's that side of like ridiculous. This isn't the same. It is and it isn't the same Batman that was in the Snyder Cut. Like this is.
Yeah. Speaking of that Batman, that's one of the things that I liked. One of my good points is that I was never really a fan of Batflick. I didn't hate him. He was just always okay to me. It ended up being pretty good, right? But I will say that this fool, after this movie, has the two coolest Batman, live-action Batman scenes. Like the top two. His fight scene where he's beating the crap out of those dudes in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Gotta be one of the best Batman scenes. This, the chase scene, it was freaking great, man. Like a great Batman scene straight out of a comic book, man. Especially when he is getting dragged by the armored vehicle. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like watching a comic book in real life. It's so good. Even though I didn't really dig the suit, none of that mattered. It just looked cool, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of like Ben Affleck as Batman now, man. Now that he's gone, you know, he was like
I never disliked him. I mean,
I'm just kind of indifferent about him. I didn't not like him. It was just like I didn't like the movies,
right? Yeah,
I think
that was
more of my thing.
But I think he honestly, my friend said this to me, and I was like, damn, I think you're right that he's probably, as far as like comic book accurate Batman, and I know these movies aren't comic book accurate, but I'm just saying he's probably the best. He's probably the best Batman. If you're talking like comic accuracy and like the way he acts around people and the way he fights and all this shit and his tech, probably the closest compared to the other.
I hate to admit it, man, but yeah, maybe.
You know, they're all cool in their own way, but he's probably the closest to what I would actually want to see in a Batman movie.
And another one of my good points would be, and I don't want to make, this is a Flash movie, and I don't want to make all my good points Batman related, but just seeing Michael Keaton again, just really, really, I don't know, for me, I love those movies so much. They are my favorite Batman movies, Batman and Batman Returns. And just seeing him on the screen, like, I don't want another Batman movie. I don't, that's, it didn't make me like want more Batman, but it was really, really cool to see again. And he got an action scene like we never really got in the old ones. Cause in the old ones, he was more like in the shadows, beat the crap out of people.
Yeah, very stiff and like choreographed.
Yeah, hit you with some TNT and kick you down a manhole, murder you.
Yeah, he fights Mac's dad from Always Sunny. Oh. Did you know that?
I did know that.
He's the clown in the first one that like grabs the baby. No, second one, grabs the baby.
The second one, yeah.
That's Mac's dad.
It's cool. It was cool to see him like really do some Batman stuff. And the opening scene where he's like a crazy man might be my favorite scene in the movie.
That was good. And that's one of those humorous moments, again, that really stuck with me is like, Barry is so used to being fast that when he's slow, like he's getting like constantly
can't do anything.
Hit. Yeah, he's just like getting smacked with wine bottles and shit.
Yeah, and even the younger Barry that has no experience using the powers, it's just the powers are so powerful that he almost just instinctively dodges and is like, oh, this is silly. Why would I let him hit me when I can just walk out of the way?
Yeah.
That might be one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
It was great. And I like that he's like, one thing is Michael Keaton always plays Michael Keaton. It does not matter what movie he's in. He plays himself. I think. But that being said, it stayed consistent with the Bruce Wayne that we see in those movies. Like he's the same Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I agree.
It was really good. It was really good to see that. And I love that he is a smart guy, you know?
Yeah.
He explains like how time travel works to these people. Very much the same as how they explain it in Marvel Endgame.
Yeah, but they had their own little spin on it though, with the echoing back and forth. So I saw the movie with a friend of the show, Dimitri. He was visiting from California. He's the host of the Keeg Show. And he was not thrilled about how the time thing worked. And I think it's fine because when you have Multiverse of Madness that just came out with their own time dimension structure, or, you know, Endgame, then Multiverse of Madness with the multiverse, and then you have Into the Spider-Verse, you have Loki, you have all these properties all trying to do this. They added their own little spin on it, and I think it worked because it's all made up. So it doesn't really matter.
Well, and the way they explain that, it's basically like a canon event. Like, no matter what, there are certain things that are going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you mess up anything, like any little thing, butterfly effect will ruin it all. Another point for good is I really... whether you like the way he runs or not, I like the sequences where he's using his speed. Mm-hmm. The way he runs and how it fits into the world slowing down, I think it looks great. I think it looked great every time he did it.
Yeah, it's cool. And the way my headcanon for that, and I'm sure that's the way they wanted to see him, because at first he's running, his legs are moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look like they're moving slow. But I think that they're moving so fast that you're seeing like an echo of itself, but really his legs are like, but that would look really stupid.
Like in the CW Flash where he's just like,
yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that's terrible, but yes, it would be very silly.
Yeah. That's a, you know, I've seen people on Twitter saying like, which one do you like? And I think they both work. And they just, I think I would imagine it's just a preference. I do think they both work though. I don't think it looks that silly to where the super speed running super fast doesn't work, but
yeah, the only thing I don't like about him is the way he moves his hands and like the way he like curls up when he's about to take off. That's silly.
Yeah.
That's a little
where
silly.
He poses.
Yeah.
I like a good poser. Great Saiyan Man is my favorite Dragon Ball Z character. So
Ginyu Force classic.
Yeah. I like a good pose.
So yeah, anyway, I mean, those parts were really cool. Seeing, like you said, seeing Batman again is cool. I love the way his jet functions. That was really neat. The Batwing.
Yeah, it was wild. It functioned like a toy. I don't know if the toy did that back in the day, but part of me thinks it did, where it would swivel.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so, but it looked, cool.
The Supergirl was really great. I loved everything with her in it. Honestly, I thought it was very cool.
I loved most of it, and we'll talk about that in a second on the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she did great. I think she looked great. I think the way they explained it, obviously, it's the typical Supergirl story. But they mixed in sort of the Flashpoint stuff where it was Superman trapped in like a lead prison away from sunlight. I did think it was really cool, though, that they mixed those two together, and she was good.
Yeah. What else? I was just thinking of something. I lost it. Oh, I did like, it is kind of silly, but I always like the idea that they come up with to show something like what they showed. So when he first goes back in time and his like legs are moving backwards through time.
Yep.
And it kind of shows like this weird like carousel of moments. And at first it was like, that's kind of silly, but how else would you show that? You know, So I thought it was kind of neat how it did those like multiversal carousels, so to speak.
Yeah.
Especially when you see those other multiverse things. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. It reminds me of like, you've seen the old poster of Crisis on Infinite Earths, where Superman's holding Supergirl and there's all the characters around it, and then they have all these worlds that are like crashing in on each other. It seems like they tried to do a version of that, but make it like expanded, which it worked in my opinion. It looked cool.
Yeah. The good for me were a lot of Easter eggs, seeing old characters, seeing like the Christopher Reeve Superman and that Supergirl from that time period. I don't know the actress's name. Sorry.
Later. Adam.
Yeah. That fucking nerd. Anyway. The Batman stuff, the Nick Cage part was really cool.
It was cool, but like, and it's not that I don't care about the casual fans. I don't really stick up for the casual fans very often, but can you imagine being a casual fan and watching The Flash and they show Nick Cage fighting a giant spider? They're gonna be like, what the fuck is this? Why is Nicolas Cage in here?
I did that with Nicole. I was like, okay, so Nicolas Cage was supposed to be a Tim Burton Superman. Also,
like, it was cool, but it's like a deep cut.
Yeah, I was like, there's this legendary story from Kevin Smith about this giant spider movie that was supposed to come out. I had to lean over and tell her that within 30 seconds. I was like, just so you understand what's going on. So,
was
yes.
It cool to see? Absolutely. That is a good point.
Yeah.
And Nick Cage got his Superman movie in a 2-minute clip, but.
And that would have been a cool Superman movie. I'm just saying, I was like, man, I wish I could see that now.
I didn't hate it as much as I thought. I was like, that looks better than. Because all we've seen is like test photos of him wearing this light up suit, which if it was an electric blue Superman, you know me, I'd be like,
well, and that was all supposed to be like subdermal. There was supposed to be like another thing on top of it.
Yeah.
But it's still that it would have looked dumb anyway.
Yeah.
So those parts were so cool. And I love seeing the one of my favorite parts of Man of Steel, which you have not seen, is the.
There were some things in this I was like, I should have seen Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Looks kind of cool.
The way that the Kryptonians fight, like his second hand, the lady and then the big dude, like I love those parts in Man of Steel when they first realize that they have powers. It's great. So it was cool to see that again, man. There was some really cool stuff. I mean, honestly, it was kind of funny that they replaced his dad with Ron Livingston, who his dad was the guy that played Dr. Manhattan, and I was like, yeah, close enough. You Ben Affleck, you know, like
enough. I like Ron Livingston. That's the thing. I like both of those guys.
Yeah, that was cool either way. I'm trying to think. Like the I love when he discovers that he's in the multiverse and it's all about Eric Stoltz. Like that shit was pretty funny to me. Also, kind of a deep cut.
It was a real deep cut. Yeah, again, another one of those moments where it's like most fans are gonna be like, "Who the fuck is Eric Stoltz?"
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The point is put across that it's not Michael J. Fox, which everybody knows. But for anybody that doesn't know, which I'm sure you would, Eric Stoltz was originally, they filmed like half the movie, I think, with Eric Stoltz.
I think even more than half. I think it was like, this movie's going to be done soon.
Yeah, and I think it was, they just didn't think they were driving right or whatever.
Yeah.
So they replaced him with Michael J. Fox, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it worked. It's fairly fresh, but there are parts that just kind of left my brain.
I liked the last good point that I think, and I don't want to say like I got a bunch of negatives, but the movie, as I mentioned in my quick review, it had a lot of cool comic book moments. So like at the beginning, I know some people, the destruction and him with the babies and stuff, some people were weird about that because not Barry Allen, but Ezra Miller stuff. The comic book moments were cool. You know what I mean? Any action scene, Batman action scene.
I feel like they added that in. Now that you say that, I feel like they added the baby thing in. Like, look, he's friendly to children.
Yeah, right. All that stuff was cool. The fight scenes, all of the comic book moments to me were great. My last good point is that I liked, I didn't expect to, and his laugh was annoying, but I really liked young, carefree Barry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Almost more than stressed out, still annoying Barry Allen.
Yeah. I like that he realizes his own flaws when he's hanging out with himself. As we all would, be like, fuck, you are annoying.
Yeah.
Hey. Again, and I was just going to ask, you know, that last little Easter egg that you get, well, how did you feel about that? Because, I mean, like, that's not really canon per the
post-credit scene?
Post-credit scene. Yeah, can't be that he stopped there, you know? He realized that he changed the past. Yeah, he realized he had to change the past again because he says at the end that, oh, yeah, they all thought they were Batman. I went to all these different places. So the last little Easter egg thing means, like, when he with Arthur, basically to me means
let's
that
he. Let's talk about it. So at the end of the movie, this is a sidebar, but not a sidebar on like a random tangent. This is just spoilers for the movie that I want to deep dive with Simon for a second because I had this conversation with my buddy Dimitri. This, and this is annoying, has sort of my own take on it, which doesn't make sense and it's stupid, but it's going to be my headcanon from now on until, because these movies are dead. Like, yeah, they're not, they are dead. The DCU is gone. So the end of the movie, he lets his mom die. We all knew it was going to happen. That's the Barry Allen thing. And then he ends up back in the regular time, sort of like Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
One of the Back to the Futures. He ends up in the back.
Back to the Future 2 when he kills his mom. Yeah. Unlike the first one when he fucks his mom.
Yeah, Marty McFly uses his super speed to go to his dad's court case. So everything's normal. Everything's back to his life, except his dad. The footage that was going to not help his dad get out, you know, out of the system ends up working. So the one little thing that he needed worked and everything was perfect. Except Bruce calls him and he's like, everything worked out. I'm so glad. I'm pulling up right now. And he pulls it out. And this was specifically for me. I don't think it was for anyone else because I love Batman and Robin. But it was George Clooney, and I was excited. Everyone else was kind of like, oh, what the fuck? I was like, it's perfect. This is perfect.
When he called him, I knew, I was like, that's not Ben Affleck's voice.
It's not Ben Affleck. Yeah, no, it's not Ben Affleck. As Simon and I are both, I am reluctantly a Ben Affleck fan. I like more Ben Affleck things than don't like.
Uh-huh.
So, when I say I don't like Ben Affleck, I'm lying.
I like me, and I'm white, so.
So, and then the opposite tooth falls out of his mouth. Did you notice that?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that he had the footage reversed.
Yeah, the opposite tooth falls out. And then the end credit scene, as Simon was talking about, Barry is out drinking with Aquaman, Jason Momoa, and he's telling him
Jason
essentially what
Momoa.
happened, just what happened in the movie. And it's a terrible end credit scene. It was annoying.
Yeah, I was like, well, that was
Aquaman,
fucking useless.
I really don't like the dude bro Aquaman. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'd say.
I'm just gonna say this real quick too. Women love Jason Momoa and they're like, he's so handsome. But looking at him in this Fast and the Furious movie, I'm like, the beard makes him handsome because he looks goofy as
Yeah.
fuck. With whatever facial hair he's got in there, he looks
Yeah.
bad. Anyway, sidebar over on
Yeah,
that
that's a
part.
quick bad and ugly of Jason Momoa.
Yeah, sorry, Jason. I'm sure you could rip
My
my head off, but anyway.
headcanon is that Barry ends up in the Clooneyverse, the Batman and Robin George Clooney universe, right? And Aquaman 2 is also set in the George Clooney universe. Let's just leave the DCEU ends up in the George Clooney Batman and Robin universe, and that's where they die. And the greatest
I thought
Batman
of,
movie ever.
so I did tell Nicole before the end credit screen scene, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Because now they don't have to explain where it went. He's just in this
Don't.
other
It's perfect
universe.
because,
Yeah.
like you talked about, the Suicide Squad sort of funnier, zanier, like that's where these movies are, or that's where this universe is kind of ending up. All of those characters fit perfect into the Batman and Robin universe because it is campy and it is silly. It's more silly than it is like Zack Snyder.
So they're still friends. So that's one part of it. He's
Yeah.
friends with Bruce Wayne in that universe. So that's good. But the problem I have is, so he says, I saw more than one of them. They all thought that they were Bruce Wayne. And so that's why I thought, oh, he fucking went back again. But I'm,
Yeah.
yeah, and changed that. So I don't know. We'll see with Aquaman, I guess. Or could it be just another Aquaman? Who cares?
Yeah. I hope
Okay.
they just live in the Batman and Robin, Chris O'Donnell universe.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, who even gives a shit about Aquaman? Cancel that movie. They should have let
Yeah.
Batgirl come out because that was going to be in the alt universe.
There was a test screening for Aquaman 2, and the rumblings that I heard from it is that it is the worst DC movie that has come out yet. So I saw this amazing, and this is the end of the sidebar. I saw this amazing, just hilarious. It was an Instagram reel or a TikTok that was this guy pretending to be like a WB exec, right? And the person on the other line was telling them all the stuff Ezra Miller was doing. And they were doing like the PR thing where they're like, oh, it's not that bad. We can spin that, this and this and this. And then they get to like him grooming a minor, right? And he's like, ah, yeah, that is kind of bad. Here's what we'll do. We'll cancel Batgirl. And that's like how it ends. Because that's what happened. Like all this stuff happened with Ezra Miller. They've been making this movie for 10 years. They switched directors so many times. They did all this stuff. And then they canceled the finished Batgirl movie.
Yeah, with Brendan Fraser.
And
No,
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was in that one too.
I don't know what they would have done with Michael Keaton. This would have had to, I don't know how they were going to do that.
I don't think they knew either. I think that's why they just they clipped it off. And there's more to talk about this movie, guys. We're not done. I just think some of the other comments I have may fit more into the bad category.
Yeah, so let's
So,
just, we'll just.
that's the good.
That's the good. All right, we got
That's
it.
the good.
Good action.
Great comic book moments.
Yeah. Okay-ish plot. We didn't talk about that too
Yeah,
much. I thought
simple.
it was fine.
Simple.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it was the simple. I wish that he had, and this, we'll talk about it in the bad, but that's the good. Let us know what your favorite moments are, their good points, and let's get into the bad. Simon, I'll let you start it off.
So I'm sure you've heard the word. Actually,
If we're talking about I think that goes into the ugly.
yeah, I'm like,
If
I
we're
don't know.
mind, melding on that, I
Probably,
think we're going to
yeah.
save the ugly for the ugly.
Probably the ugly. Yeah. I'm trying to think of just like so subjectively bad parts. I like the actress that played Kara. Uh-huh. But she was like a little too emo-ish for me. I don't know.
It was straight quite, up the Snyderverse.
Yeah, I couldn't quite jive. She's cute, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But it was still cool. I enjoyed her moments. But anyway, I wasn't quite feeling that character. Well, and it's just like a lot, you know, it's just a lot mm-hmm. thrown at you in this movie.
Overwhelming.
You have to accept that there's a Supergirl. That she isn't the replacement for Superman, like she was his cousin.
Superman's still alive until you find out that he's not.
Yeah, that she is trapped on Earth and she doesn't know if she wants to save people. It was like a lot, like this whole little
her
plot
character.
Line.
Yeah, her whole character growth is all in like a 5 minute span. Mm-hmm. She essentially does the Man of Steel. Well, I guess he always knew because he was raised by Kevin Costner that he was going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're raised by Kevin Costner, you have to be good.
You have to be a good guy. On the topic of Supergirl, though, I just think that, a lot of stuff gets jammed in there real quick. But then, like, her character just dies over and over and over and over. I'm just like,
Yeah, well, I hate that that happened. And the same with Michael Keaton. I hate that that happens. Especially the second one, because he just like...
Michael Keaton's was annoying, though. It's like he died and crashing into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just... Old man died.
Right, no, he didn't. Old man died. Man, that guy liquefied his insides. That's what I was about to say. Like, that sucked that he like swings him. He uses him as a hammer.
Yeah, I guess that Kryptonian Frankenstein was still Kryptonian.
Yeah, I mean, they've been exposed to the sun almost as long as Kara. The way he was fighting him was cool, though. I was like, Batman.
Like a squirrel.
Maybe don't do that, but that was cool.
Yeah, he's fighting him like a squirrel.
I don't know. Yeah, so she gets really compressed. Batman's cool because we know his origin story, so that was all right. It was interesting that he says, like, Gotham is super safe now. They don't even need me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like George Clooney isn't the same Batman as that. It's kind of supposed to be the same Batman, right? Same Alfred.
I don't know, man. So you're saying that those movies are technically supposed to continue over.
Yeah.
The spaghetti thing kind of makes that all okay. The spaghetti and spaghetti analogy.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It was just something that occurred to me.
A bad thing for me is that the antagonist, this movie doesn't really have a villain outside of, like, I know that Andy Muschietti said that if in the planned sequel that they were going to have Reverse Flash or Professor Zoom be the person that killed Nora, and they were going to expand that. I just feel like not to have any hint of that at all was kind of weak. And then the bad guy, Dark Flash, it was just another one of those Martha, why'd you say that name moments where it's like, it's not the black, because they had the character Black Racer in the comic books, which it just protects the timeline. You're not supposed to mess with the timeline, and he comes through and he'll chase you until you go back to where you came from, or he'll kill you. And I know. I instantly think, well, the general audience isn't going to know that, but they also put Nicolas Cage, Superman, Spider fight in there. The general audience isn't going to know that.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain. Well, I guess it does. He does talk about, he's like, I knocked you out at the time so I could create myself or whatever.
Yeah, that just seems kind of lame, man.
Yeah, because then it requires you to do the work every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I told Nicole, I was like, here's the story. You know, like how she got stabbed. And I'm kind of glad they didn't, because the whole TV show The Flash was all about that. Why do you need to see that again? That show was good enough to watch at least the first two seasons.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. I didn't like his costume. I wouldn't call that ugly. I would just call it bad.
Yeah. That was my next point. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah. It was.
I like the Justice League suit more than I like this suit.
Same.
I just do.
I don't like his elongated head. I get it. I understand what you're trying to do. But I don't think going to a full rubber suit was the right call.
No, I think it looks weird. And you know, the at least they explained why it lights up with him, the energy. Because if they didn't, I was going to say that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, I thought
That
that
it
was
just
stupid.
lights up because he's charging up. But they explained how it like transfers that charge. But I did not like the suit, man.
I honestly like the cut-up bat suit. That was a funny moment. Anyway, bringing it back is like the way they shot things. So he's doing all this tech stuff to like, not tech stuff, but he's like transforming the bat suit into his own suit. And then that last thing is like that lingering shot of him using a little pocket knife saw. That was great.
It's pretty funny.
But anyway, I honestly kind of like that suit if it was expanded upon, and obviously
Once
not
he
the
ripped
head.
up, once he ripped off the neck piece, it looked better.
I, as far as the body, I preferred that over the flash suit. I'm not saying either one of them was good. I'm saying that I like that one better.
I agree.
Yeah, they should have just done a paneling thing like they did with the first one, because that was overall better than all of these suit
Yeah, I
wise.
agree. And not to say that that one's necessarily good or the best, whatever. I just think Flash has a hard suit to do in anyways,
Yeah, at
because it
least it
is
wasn't
just
like
a
velvet
body suit.
or whatever.
I love that. That velvet suit's my favorite one.
It's close. It looks the best. I don't like the TV show one.
It
His head
doesn't.
looks too big.
Yeah, I did not like that suit at all. Another bad for me, which this is just my opinion. We get some cool-ish cameos at the end. You mentioned Christopher Reeves. Some people are kind of back. There's that's interesting discourse on some people liking that or not. There's reasons why I don't like it, but I do think it's cool. But to not have Grant Gustin in it at all was weird to me.
Yeah, that's kind of
Like,
shitty.
not even at all. Not even in that last moment. Like they focused on all the Supermen, which I get because Supergirl, but they also have multiple Flashes that they just didn't focus on, which is weird to
Yeah,
me.
you see the Jay Garrick one, which I was cool. That's one of my favorite Flash looks, but I was like, why this one? Like, is there a guy that played the Flash then? I thought it was something that had to do with that Reeves, like that old Superman. But he's also a Reeves. George Reeves.
George Reeves, yeah, and that's going to be in my ugly. We'll talk about George Reeves in a second. That's what I just thought the end scene was cool, but like to focus so much on Superman and not equally focus on Batman and Flash, like it would have been cool to see. I don't know. You know what would have been really, really cool to see? They could have showed a live action Batman Beyond. And I know I always talk about Batman Beyond, but how crazy would that have been if you just got a no-name actor or whatever, or a famous actor, sort of like sort of like Prowler in Across the Spider-Verse, just a quick nod of something that could never happen. But it would be cool to see live action.
Also, yeah, and I also thought it was interesting that they spent that much time on Christopher Reeves, but barely a passing glance on Adam West.
Yeah,
Both
he was just
deceased legends, you know. I don't know.
And Brandon Routh's still alive.
Yeah.
Why not have a boy in there, man?
For
That's
him.
lame.
It was cool moments, but they just
I can
didn't
see what
finish
they were
it.
doing. It's like they ran out of budget and they're just like,
Yeah. Well,
that's it.
I think they ran out of budget earlier than that, but
Yeah. All right, so the ugly. Now, I know this is the low-hanging fruit when it comes to this movie because everyone that saw the movie has a comment on this, but I think because of that, yeah, we have to talk about it. It is the ugly. It is undeniable that the CGI in this movie, whoa, man,
Yeah, dude.
like it was rough. The first scene with the babies was okay, it was fine, right? Didn't really
Fine.
notice any uncanny valley moments, really.
Well,
I didn't.
and I'll say that. I'll say that the reason they didn't hit the Uncanny Valley is because they looked so fake. Uncanny Valley is when that is that moment, like the definition is that moment when it's like, oh, something. That looks pretty real, but something fucking weird just happened with it. An example might be some of the moments where they were doubles on screen and like Barry's head moved weird, yeah. Like his head didn't move, but his face moved or something.
Listen, man, this movie came out in 2023 and they couldn't have two Barrys on screen at the same time.
Well, what's funny is they touted. Sorry.
There's no excuse for it, man.
No, they touted. They touted. And I agree 100%. I'm not. They touted that it was shot with some new technology or something, that it wasn't going to be the same as everybody else when you shoot it twice. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Listen, Parent Trap came out in 1993.
No, it came out in 1960 something. All right. Yeah. Even that one. Yeah.
Exactly. But this one, there's not two Lindsay Lohans, right?
What?
But when I was a kid, that's who played the chick in Parent Trap, the one in the 90s.
There's not two of her?
There was
an evil one and a good one.
When I was younger, I thought there were two of them because that movie was good.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2023, when you have an ass load of money, you can't do it. You can't pull it off, man.
Yeah, it was
bad. Parent Trap.
There were some particularly bad moments. Anyway, so the baby scene, the reason I think that one doesn't trigger that particular thing is because those babies look so fake.
Yeah, it was like all see. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So his face within, like when they're doing the way that they tracked his face on this CGI suit, because they did a full CGI suit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which looked bad. It moved weird. Like it was like reboot, man.
Yeah. Even when he was standing still, it just like looked like it didn't fit in the world that it was in.
Yeah. Every once in a while, someone was wearing that suit.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe we'll find out that it had very few CGI scenes and that was a rubber suit. I don't know. But the masking, the digital masking that they do with his face sometimes, was rough, bro.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I was talking about when young Barry is not even wearing the costume, but sometimes his face moves inside the costume when the head doesn't move. That was super strange and kind of made me nauseous, to be honest.
Anytime they did the kaleidoscope time travel, time ball thing, I was like, just don't do it.
Yeah, those were the moments that I was talking about.
Cool idea, but just don't do it.
Yeah, those were the moments I was talking about that, like, this is just a artist's interpretation of what's really happening. Because looks so cartoony.
And this is kind of what Andy Muschietti said as soon as it came out. As soon as people started talking about it, he was saying that, what did he say? He said that it's supposed to look like that, right?
Yeah.
He said that it was, where I had the quote. He said that they wanted to make the effects look unrealistic because it was supposed to be something like how Barry was interpreting those things. It would look weird to him too. But I was like, that's
the way I'm.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's the way I see it. And maybe it could have, what would have made more sense is if it were like reels instead of being a 3D model, because obviously you've seen it over and over and over. What if it was like the first film of a horse, Black Man Riding a Horse, right? It's like a carousel.
Yeah.
And it's like the film. That would be cooler. Maybe they could have done that.
But like the CGI Henry Cavill.
Ooh, yeah.
I was like, this looks like an amusement park ride.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Some of those moments, it wasn't stylized enough for that quote to make sense.
God.
It looked.
Anytime there was something like that, it just didn't look. It was just bad, man, on so many levels. I made the comment that this movie felt like one of those YouTube videos where people splice together all the cutscenes from like a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what it was like. The scene where Dark Flash is about to rip Barry into shreds, where his suit is getting pulled, but then Barry's head is like right here on his shoulder.
Just kind of like in a weird spot. Yeah, definitely.
Man, it was just, I just could not get over how bad it was.
And I was one of those people when everybody was talking about the scene where Barry's and Kara, sounds like a cereal, show up. And everybody's like, look at that costume, it looks terrible. It's like, duh, that's the fucking Batman Returns costume. We all know it's the Batman Returns costume.
Yeah.
But then actually seeing, and I was like, so, you know, give it a break. Maybe the CGI will be better than this, right? But then seeing this CGI after that, I was
When they land out of the plane or whatever?
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, it actually is bad, though. It is bad. Not that particular scene.
Even the scene that you're talking about at the beginning of this episode where Supergirl stops the bullet from shooting Batman in the face, even that looked like a PlayStation 2 game because she is so CGI.
Yeah.
That is just like a CGI model comes in and flies off screen.
It happened so fast in the trailer that it was acceptable. Yeah. But you're right. Like after that, I was like, ooh, no, this isn't bad. I think I just like seeing Batman in the daytime. It's kind of cool.
You'll never complain about Michael Keaton at all. I loved every moment that he was on screen.
So that really, if there's some bad CGI and there's some bad uncanny valley moments.
A lot. I would say a lot. And I'm not even trying to be like hypercritical. I couldn't believe it.
It was distracting. Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. And it's like, I don't think Zack Snyder, I'm not a Snyder cult dude. I don't even like
those
movies.
They all say, man. This is what they all say.
I don't even like those movies. But the Flash stuff in that was better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And while it doesn't dive into all of, you know, the multiverse and time and stuff like that, just that scene in the Snyder Cut where he's
so good,
figures out time travel. Oh my gosh.
So
you can't go from that to these weird scenes, man.
That's one of the best pieces of cinema I've ever seen. I mean, as far as superhero stuff, so cool.
It got me excited for this movie.
Yeah.
God, I cannot talk about how bad it was enough. And I know everyone is talking about it, but I genuinely think there's a reason.
Yeah. And that kind of plays into that end part of it. Because like when you see Christopher Reeves and you're like,
that looks like a YouTube video, someone that makes Christopher Reeves like fan edit, someone that's kind of good at animation. You know, there's always, and this is no slight against animators on YouTube, but there is a level at where you're like a professional animator and you're just a really good hobbyist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the level this was at.
Yeah, especially Nick Cage.
Cage. I know he came in and did some scenes, and I think Helen Slater did too, even though her character looked completely CGI and she's still alive. They didn't have Wonder Woman come in. Old school Wonder Woman. She'd be in it.
Linda Carter, yeah. I forgot about... Wonder Woman's in this movie. Totally fucking forgot.
Yeah. You see her ass cheeks. I was like, that skirt's kind of short, man.
Wow. She always...
Well, they always doing Wonder Woman like that, though, man. It was Barry laying on her in the first one.
Yeah, true.
She's got to see her butt cheeks in this one. She is a attractive lady.
Well, she wears like, I mean, in the movie that the first Wonder Woman is based on, the animated movie, she's wearing like a leotard. She didn't wear a skirt at all. So whatever.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm not trying to get rid of your Wonder Woman butt cheeks.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I just thought it was weird. But she can wear pants. It's 2023.
Not my Wonder Woman.
What other undeniably ugly points do you have?
The Aquaman ending, that was just stupid, unnecessary.
It was the worst end credit scene I've ever seen.
Yeah, why did I stay for this?
Even worse than Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, that one.
I was angry at that one.
That was really bad. Go ahead and go on your. Let's talk about George Reeves, man.
First of all, I think it's ugly because, just to put it on the record, I don't care. Like, that's got to be my thing. I got to make it clear. I'm not making a stand. I'm not sticking up for the little guy or the big guy. I'm going to turn this episode off. I'm going to stop recording, and I'm going to go do what I was going to do. Don't even care, you know? But I think it's weird that they use George Reeves' Superman as, like, such a prominent thing. Lots of reasons why. George Reeves committed suicide, right? A lot of people think it's because of his failed career after doing Superman. Superman had such a weird negative impact on his career that people think that that's the reason why he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
The movie also comes out on the anniversary of his death.
Oof.
So it's like glorifying him as Superman. He hated being Superman. And this is the day where he went upstairs and did the thing.
Also, random yep. fact, Ben Affleck played George Reeves in Hollywoodland.
Yeah, it would have been cool to
play Superman.
They should have had that. They should have had that. They should have had Ben Affleck as Superman.
Yeah, so anyway.
Also, he doesn't have a lot of family, if any family, alive. So it's kind of up in the air on where they got the okay to even use this deceased man's likeness for this movie. Lots of weird. I think it's a weird choice.
Yeah, I can agree. That is bad. I didn't know the backstory. Now I do. It's terrible. Actually,
yeah, it's a weird choice to. And again, it's a prominent. It's just as prominent as Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm. And no one. And I can guarantee you, people that have watched that movie, I only knew because of, like, Ben Affleck and hearing that
Ben Affleck, yeah,
George Reeves was like a drunk, you know, that he was an alcoholic on screen. Like, I knew that stuff, but I've never seen that show. So no one would be like, but where's George Reeves? You know, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one would have missed it.
I just think it's weird. I just thought it was weird. When I saw it, I was like,
It's what? Weird that they had any of that. Honestly, it's weird that they had to focus on any of the Superman because it's a Flash movie.
And it was so many. It was like all Supermen. And it just didn't make sense to me. I was going to say I hated all that, but I didn't hate it. I just thought it was weird. That whole third act, I was like, what is going on, man?
That was the kind of problem I had with the first act, is like the CGI on Batman's cape was really bad when he's riding the motorcycle. It, like, looked... Mm-hmm. They had better cape physics in the Arkham games, right?
Yeah.
That was terrible. Some of the... Of Batman, like, the action scenes are cool, but his mask looks really bad. Like, really bad.
Yeah, it looked like he phoned it in. I liked young Barry more than I liked regular Barry.
Yeah, I did too.
But I did hate his friends, and I did hate that laugh. Man, I hated it.
One part that I thought was really, and it's not just bad, because it was like, what the hell's going on? When he's trying to get his powers back, mm-hmm. and they strap him to the chair, and it electrocutes him, and it doesn't work, and then Supergirl comes in, and she's like, I got this. Even though the chemicals were like a big part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
maybe there was like residue on him, maybe.
It's kind of, in my head, I was like, okay, he's been splashed. But in my
same.
But I'm like, so she's like, I got this. And so she's going to just take him up into the air and hope that he gets electrocuted. I thought that was...
Thing is that she shows up afterwards. So how does she have complete knowledge of even of like what's going on? How many times have you walked in a room and is like, I know exactly what has been happening for the past 30 minutes? It's like, what?
Oh, man, she was just trying to get him killed. She was surprised when he didn't die.
Yeah. Also, you're an alien, so like all this stuff is foreign to you, so you're not going to walk. You're flying into this bat cave with a crazy man with rubber gloves on and a guy that just got electrocuted. And you're like, I know what this situation needs. This guy needs to get electrocuted again.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
And then she fries him. KFC style, and then just puts him down like, well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Oops. Sorry. Good thing I'm still Supergirl. We don't even really need fucking Barry Allen.
Yeah. And like you said, I wouldn't even call this an ugly part, but I'm just going to add it in now. Like you said, the way they just kept on.
It just, it did.
It was kind of rough to watch.
It was rough to watch. And then, first of all, the all the time travel things that happen and the end of the movie, like most time travel movies, it makes none of it matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the whole movie really doesn't matter. But that, the first death, I was like, damn, she died. She gets killed by Zod. And then they just kept doing it over and over. And I get it. It was, there was like a hint at a love connection between Barry and Supergirl, where he like obviously was attracted to her or whatever. He's like, oh, our kids are going to see this one day. And he was like, what? Kids? And then he just kept trying to go save her. It was just, I don't know. It was just a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of weird that he was getting all those spikes in his body and just like didn't care.
Dude, that's an ugly. Because he was this carefree character the entire movie, and then now he starts caring so much that he turns into evil Flash.
Mm-hmm. A drooling evil Flash.
And he wasn't really evil, I guess. He was just, he was still obsessed with saving the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, but his suit was made up of just getting stabbed over and over and over and over. Yikes.
Well, like, yeah, it's like he was just vibing. He was like phasing through, so they became part of his. I don't know. It's stupid. I didn't like that part. I didn't like that he was the main bad guy. Although I had a feeling he was going to be.
Barry Allen himself was the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, they spoiled that with the, you know, toys anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugly is definitely, again, it's definitely the CGI.
Yeah, it's hard to get past that. I mean.
Yeah. There's just a lot of little things that, it was so much, and you could tell it suffers from the same thing that the first Suicide Squad movie suffered from. Not nearly as bad, but you can tell that there are a lot of different ideas that necessarily don't go anywhere, but are sort of like edited and hodgepodge to make a cohesive story. Not saying that it successfully or unsuccessfully do that, but you can tell that there was a lot of edits.
Mm-hmm.
There were multiple scenes that got cut for that court scene. Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman, Henry Cavill, they were supposed to be there and like support of Barry. There's also a Michael Keaton and Supergirl were supposed to be there, and there was one where Supergirl, Superman were there to support Barry. I'm glad none of that happened, but I just feel like there were so many different endings for this movie. There's no way. I wish there was a DVD reel of just like, this is a whole nother movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I didn't know how they were going to do that continuity with Michael Keaton, because I don't think that he was supposed to be this multiversal thing. Like, I just have no idea how that was supposed to work.
You mean like with Bad Girl, the movie, and then this?
Well, let's see if Supergirl is going to be in this. Was Supergirl not going to be in his universe? Like, how was that going to work?
Yeah. I don't think they know, man.
No, this was, and for something that supposedly was supposed to be like one of the best, it was fun, but what?
Another ugly, last ugly for me. The media blitz of this being the greatest movie, greatest superhero movie of all time is weird. I'm all about people having their own opinions. I really don't care. But that's just a weird claim that a lot of strange people, like Stephen King saying it, Tom Cruise, you know, Tom Cruise doesn't go to the movies, man.
Yeah.
Unless it's about Scientology or mummies or impossible missions. He does not watch movies.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. I know he doesn't. He's he's too intense to sit down and watch a 2-hour superhero movie. Can you imagine? I would pay to see that. I would pay to see Tom Cruise watching the Flash movie.
Like, see how much he moves around and shit.
Yeah. He's like actually standing up and watching it.
pacing.
One last beat about the CGI. It's on par with Scorpion King, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. 100%. Perfectly on par. That's a perfect description of it.
I would say it's just a tick above that, but very close. Yeah.
Very close. Can I give you a hot take? Yeah. I almost posted this on Twitter, but I just... You know me. I'm always trying to flame. Yeah, I'm always trying to get some people to get mad. Not just because it's silly, right? But I posted this picture, this tweet that was like, the Flash, you know, people do the greater than or less than sign with another picture. I did the Flash equal to Thor, Love, and Thunder. And that's real. Like, I started off as a troll, but I was like, that's about the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're at the same level. Both of them I was excited for, and both of them let me down. And I was going to do one, though, that was the Flash movie greater than or equal to the Batman, Robert Pattinson. Because I honestly think I would watch The Flash again before I watched The Batman.
I really like that. I really like The Batman, but I do.
Now, agree. That's not me. I think that The Batman is, there's not even a comparison. It is objectively a better movie on.
But what would you rather watch?
On every possible level of comparing films, Batman is light years ahead of The Flash. But I would watch The Flash again before I watch The Batman because it's, I don't know, it's kind of a drag, man.
Yeah, I think with like The Flash, if I wanted to watch it again, I would just want to get, that's like a movie I put on in the background because I just want to get the beats. You know, I don't need to see.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't really watch a lot of movies more than once. I just don't. And I'm not going to put The Batman on the background because I don't, that's just like I'll be depressed.
Yeah.
Super depressed. Wondering why I'm wearing sunglasses inside. Yeah, so I think I probably will post that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's how I feel. I don't think it's a greater film, but I would definitely watch it again before I watch The Batman again.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a movie. I don't know. Again, I agree. I don't know where these people are coming out of the woodwork to say it's like the best. It's definitely hokey and it's got fun parts, but I do like that it doesn't take itself overly seriously, which is important. It is important. I don't know, man.
And maybe that's what James Gunn, you know, some people are like, I can't trust James Gunn anymore because this movie sucked and he said it was the best. And it's like, you don't think that he has to say nice things. He's not going to slam dunk this. It's his job, man.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go to your job and talk crap about your job. You do it with your friends when no one's around. Like, of course he's not going to start crapping. They need the money. Not they don't need the money, but they would like to have the money.
He's inheriting a shit pile, and he's got to, like, polish it.
Yeah, and that's going to be their reset. The last review that I put, like, I put a few thoughts online, was that this movie is the perfect nail in the DCEU coffin.
Yeah, definitely.
For me, it's on par with the rest of the DCEU. Lots of cool comic book moments. Decent idea.
Yeah, not a lot of content, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't stick the landing on like a cohesive movie.
Mm-mm.
Just like the rest of the DCEU, let's send him to the Clooneyverse and end it. Let George take care of him. Put it on his back credit card.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean,
I think we did it. I think we did the good and the bad, the ugly.
I think so. It's kind of long. Hopefully you enjoyed this review, this format, whatever.
Yeah, and we'll hone it down. I like this. I like this a lot more than going through the entire movie.
Yeah, but let us know what you thought, if you've seen it or if you haven't seen it. Tell us why you're not going to watch it.
Yeah. Tell us why you and Stephen King think it's the greatest superhero movie of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not going to watch it, tell us if our review made you not want to go see this movie.
Yeah. We're circling the drain. Tom, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Sime, S-I-M-E underscore on underscore toast on Instagram. There, if you click in my link tree, you can look at my portfolio. You can look at a bunch of photos, or you can go on Entertainment Earth, and you can anything you buy that's in stock, you get 10% off with my link and free shipping at $49 or more, I think. So that's cool. And that helps me out. I don't think anybody's bought anything, but if you feel like it, you can.
Do it. We are at Wednesday Pool everywhere else and www.wednesdaypool.com. Check it out. Soon you'll be able to sign up for our newsletter. So be on the lookout for that. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.